Okay, let's call Amanda. This is a traditional wedding scam. They rented this hall, and I guess you get a discount if you're a resident of that city. Well, they lied about where they live.
Oh.
So we found out about that, and we're going to move the date, as always, bump them. We actually took us a day to get back to her. She was so upset. We had to call her back later.
All right. Calling Amanda now on the scam.
Good morning, Mr.
Hi, Amanda. This is Doug Brown with the Civic Center. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
You're scheduled for a reception here June 24th?
Yes, sir.
Well, a problem has occurred. You had filed as being a resident, and we looked and we checked our records here, and it turns out I don't think you are actually residents. Is that true?
No, my uncle, Bill is.
An uncle doesn't really qualify.
Well, I mean, 3 months after the fact is not exactly good timing to, you know, tell somebody this either.
I understand, but it's because we've
you know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have gone through all the trouble of having him come out and do all that if we knew that.
Well, if you
we
hadn't
wouldn't have even
tried
had it there if we known this.
If you wouldn't have tried to deceive us, we wouldn't have had to find out 3 months later.
I don't know. You're going to have to talk to my mother about this.
Well,
she's the one paying for it. So.
Maybe you can just pass the message on to her because.
No, maybe you can call her.
Well, I'm not. Are you? Who's getting married?
I am. She's the one paying for it.
That's fine. Well, you should be interested to know that we're going to have to move the date.
Move the date?
Yes. We have a priority system, and we're going to have to bump you. We have another couple that need it on that date.
Ooh, I'm just being some sort of nightmare here. What is your name? And let me have my mother call you back.
Well, listen, I don't need
to... Ma'am, I need to have somebody call you back, okay?
Well, I don't need to talk to Mommy.
I don't mean to be rude, but I need to have somebody call you back.
I'd appreciate it, first of all, if you wouldn't yell at me.
Well, man, you're telling me not to yell at you. You're also telling me that I've been deceiving you when nobody told us that, you know, there was not a problem at the time. And then now you're telling me I can't even have my reception there on June 24th, 2 months before the f***ing wedding. You're telling me not to yell at you, and you're telling
me
to just try and move it to another date?
Can I ask you a question, Amanda?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
You're 25 years old. Why do you need Mommy to make your decisions for you?
Because my mother's paying for it.
You're getting married. You're going out on your own. It's time you take control of your life.
I'm going to have my mother call you back.
What did you say? I heard you.
And if my mother doesn't
I heard you
result,
whisper
I'm
that.
I'm going to call my attorney. I'll call you back.
You think I can't hear that?
All right. Well, we tried her back many times. She was very upset, we heard. Mad at Mark. Wouldn't come to the phone.
Threatened to call off the wedding.
A little crying. But she's okay this morning. I'm going to call her back now live. She's ready.
Hello?
Hi, Amanda?
Yes.
It's Dean and Raj.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm better.
Have you recovered from this awful prank perpetrated by your... I assume he's still your fiancé.
Yeah, I guess he's still my fiancé. He apologized about 3,000 times.
Darn it, he should, too. We both felt so horrible later throughout the day. I want you to know I had trouble taking my afternoon nap.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck to you crazy kids, all right?